the spiritual condition of America, politics, culture, and current events, analyzed through the lens of Scripture. Welcome to the Alex McFarland Show.
In the book of Romans, a very familiar passage by the Apostle Paul talks about the connection between moral decay and spiritual blindness. I'm going to read that in just a moment from Romans 1, beginning at verse 24. But I welcome you to the Alex McFarland program. And as I was prepping for the show, reading the news this week, there was a very famous exchange between a senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, and a Berkeley law professor, Kiara Bridges. Maybe you saw this. And there was an exchange in which the Berkeley law professor, Kiara Bridges, would not use the word woman, but would talk about persons with a capacity for pregnancy. Okay, Josh Bridges, the conservative from Missouri, asked, do you mean women? And the Berkeley law professor really responded harshly and said, you know, by trying to equate pregnancy with females, you're perpetuating transphobic behavior, and you're contributing to the suicide rate of trans people and violence and things like that. And so it was a very interesting exchange, and some of the comments on social media were very interesting as well. But a lot of people that watched the video remarked how the Berkeley law professor got very defensive, got adversarial, and really seemed nervous and just kind of in a mood to fight when Josh Hawley, you know, pressed her to own up to the fact that pregnancy is something that occurs with women. Now, this comes alongside another news story about the World Health Organization dropping the view that gender is binary, that there are men and women. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But Senator Hawley asked the professor, the law professor from, had to laugh in the comments, they called Berkeley Berserkly in California. And in fact, one man that is in engineering said that there's an unspoken rule in some major companies that they simply will not even interview graduates from Berkeley because they just know that like a Berkeley grad is going to be just so detached from reality, having sat under 4 years of professors that are hyper, hyper leftist. But in the clip that was on social media this week, Josh Hawley asked the law professor if she meant women after she repeatedly spoke of, quote, people with a capacity for pregnancy. And she went on to say that trans men and non-binary people are capable of carrying pregnancies. And so many people said, okay, if men can get pregnant, simply bring a pregnant man to the courtroom. You know, evidence that would be empirical, irrefutable data, bring in a pregnant man to the courtroom. And so the senator asked Bridges then, if all people can get pregnant, is abortion still a women's rights issue, quote unquote, because we know the left has said that for nearly 5 decades. And the law professor, Kiara Bridges, said, quote, I want to recognize your line of questioning is transphobic and it opens up trans people to violence by not recognizing them. Now, listen to this great response from Josh Hawley. He says, quote, wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who have pregnancies? And it just got more and more adversarial from there. And so the comments, people were saying, you know, we spend untold sums of money and we send our kids to school. They sit under professors with earned PhDs that don't have the intellect or the moral courage to say XX chromosome females carry babies, XY chromosome men do not. You know, I'm sure you saw in the news recently the pregnant man emoji, and they're insisting that you separate the term women from pregnancy. Because, look, folks, This is part of a spiritual battle that we be our own God. That the foundation of truth is not something outside of ourselves that we discover truth. No, that we can and we insist that we are able to make our own truth. Now, you've heard me say many times if you listen to this program, the way that not only Christians, but the Jewish culture and really society, civil society for all of history, they looked at men and women in a way that is called complementary. Men and women are equal in worth and value, but unique in function, unique in physiology, unique really in emotional constitution and physical strength. And it's not elevating men, it's not slamming women, it's not trying to have males subjugate females. It's not trying to aggrandize one gender and demean another. It's just a fact. Men and women are different. Equal in worth, value, personhood, equal as heirs before God, bearers of God's image, equal in terms of salvation, but just different in function. But what's being enforced on us, and it really is born out of man's idea that he can be and should be and must be his own God. Man is the measure of truth, says this worldview. It's a view called egalitarianism. And just like critical race theory says that America is inherently racist, structurally racist. It's built in. There's white privilege, and there are ethnic minorities that are just by definition victims. Well, there is also the idea that if everything is not forced to be equal, then inherently there has been the exploitation of some weaker segment of society. And if there's order, if there's structure, if there's anything perceived as being establishment, like things were, then invariably there has been abuse of power by those in charge, and then there's been the victimization of those without power. That's just a presupposition that is held by the left right now. It's a presupposition that's false. Just the assumption doesn't matter. The facts are just immaterial here. We are going to assume and see exploitation and victimization everywhere. And for this reason, now we've got to say that males can have babies. We don't associate any of the female biology with the term women. In other words, we've lost our mind. Well, when I come back, I'm going to read from Romans chapter 1, and we're going to talk farther about the overlap between the moral status of people and the culture and the spiritual implications of our loss of morality. Stay tuned. We're coming back right after this.
Fox News and CNN call Alex McFarland a religion and culture expert. Stay tuned for more of his teaching and commentary after this.
Christian author and speaker Alex McFarland is an advocate for Christian apologetics. Teaching in more than 2,200 churches around the world, schools, and college campuses, Alex is driven by a desire to help people grow in relationship with God. He arms his audiences with the tools they need to defend their faith, while also empowering the unchurched to find out the truth for themselves. In the midst of a culture obsessed with relativism, Alex is a sound voice who speaks timeless truths of Christianity in a timely way. With 18 published books to his name, it's no surprise that CNN, Fox, The Wall Street Journal, and other media outlets have described Alex as a religion and culture expert. To learn more about Alex and to book him as a speaker at your next event, visit alexmcfarland.com, or you can contact us directly by emailing booking@alexmcfarland.com.
He's been called trusted, truthful, and timely. Welcome back to the Alex McFarland Show.
Welcome back to the Alex McFarland Program. Before I comment on the World Health Organization, I want to read from Romans chapter 1 very famously. Romans 1 talks about, because it's setting up the stage for the story of salvation. Romans has been called the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the Christian faith. Romans has been called the greatest written document in human history, and it is just the explanation of the minutiae of our salvation and the absolutely unique reality of the imputed righteousness of Christ given to the believer. But before telling us how we get saved, the Apostle Paul sets up the fact that we need salvation. Now, why do we need to be saved? Because we're sinners. We've known the right, we've done the wrong. And before we experience the imputed righteousness of Christ, which is a wonderful gift, we have to acknowledge that we have the imputed unrighteousness of Adam and Eve. By the way, it is a legal universe. What do I mean by that? Well, you may not realize it, you may not really even want things to be this way, but this is how reality is, that we are either under Adam or Jesus. If you're born, you're alive, you're a human being. Well, the Bible says that we are under the umbrella of our parents, Adam and Eve. As Spurgeon famously said, Adam's righteousness was ours as long as he maintained it, which of course he didn't. But Adam's guilt was ours the minute he committed it. That's why Romans 1:18 says, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, or literally suppress the truth in their unrighteousness. And it goes on in 19 through 21 of Romans 1 to talk about part of the darkening of the human mind, loss of intellect, loss of reasoning abilities, and certainly loss of a moral conscience. It is because its origin is rejection of the truth that God has revealed. How can we know God? Because he's shown us. It's manifested from the creation. Creation had to have a creator, and it goes on, talks about the law of God written on the heart of all people. But people knew God, they would not acknowledge God. They would not give glory to God. And it says in verse 21, and this really is a chilling observation on the part of the Apostle Paul, their foolish heart was darkened. It says people became vain, or literally futile, in their imaginations. Verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. People thought they were so smart. They could live apart from God. They didn't need God. They had human endeavor and human achievement and science. And yet, cutting ourselves loose from the acknowledgement of God did not elevate man or aggrandize man. It really brought man down and diminished our ability to live as human beings. See, that is the reality. If you want to be lifted up, humble yourself before God. You want to be alive? Die to your sinful nature and cleave to the one who's the giver of life. And you want to be intelligent? Well, admit that you don't know everything and cleave to the one who is the source of all knowledge and wisdom. Now, let's go on. And it talks about the idolatry and the paganism that the human heart is prone to in verse 23. And then verse 24, where we really get into the transgender debate of our times, the mainstreaming of homosexuality, and just the way that unspeakably deviant things are now common mainstream discussion or topics of discussion, and they form curriculum being imposed on students of all ages in public schools. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts. This is Romans 1:24, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Homosexual activity, transgenderism, sexual deviancy, it dishonors the body. It taints the soul. It really does. They change the truth of God into a lie. They worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, now verse 26 and 27, and I want to comment on some more news, and then I want to give some observations that we must realize and take to heart at this time in history. Again, it says, God gave them up. Now, it goes on, and it says earlier in the chapter that God gave them up in verse 21 and in verse 26. What a tragic reality that God would stop calling out, His Holy Spirit would stop making overtures, God would let you go, cut you loose. God gave them up to their vile affections. The verse there in verse 26, the word that is translated vile is really the word for dishonorable, shameful, abominable. And the word give up means God handed them over or just let them go to their vile affections. And it says this, and clearly homosexuality is described and condemned here in Romans 1:27. Lesbianism is described. Male homosexuality is described. And it goes on, and there's this long list of things that are done by people of verse 28 of a reprobate mind. Now let's talk about that, because I fear that our culture is reaching a state of reprobation. Now, not born-again believers, not the Church of Jesus Christ, certainly not those who believe the Bible, but we've got elected officials pushing transgenderism, trying to tell young people that there aren't two genders, male and female. And we've got Hollywood celebrities, but we know that they're virtually always wrong on moral issues, because it takes courage, self-control, and conviction to know truth and to speak out on truth. But even entities like the World Health Organization, you know, recently TheAtlantic.com ran an article about how the World Health Organization is, quote, a failed organization. President Trump ceased U.S. funding of the WHO, W-H-O, World Health Organization, and said it was useless. But Biden, one of the very first things President Biden did once he was elected, he got us back into participation with the World Health Organization. And the World Health Organization comes out this week and says that gender is not binary. Gender is not only non-binary, but beyond that. And gender is fluid, says the World Health Organization, and there are innumerable genders between male and female, that there is this continuum. Well, just think about this. We've got to pull away. The organization pushing the vaccine, saying, follow the science, is now saying, don't follow the science, because clearly science says that there are males and there are females. Well, we've got to take a brief break. We're going to come back in just a moment and talk more about the relationship between loss of morals and a reprobate mind. That's where we are as a culture. Stay tuned. The Alex McFarland Show is back after this.
Fox News and CNN call Alex McFarland a religion and culture expert. Stay tuned for more of his teaching and commentary after this.
Christian author and speaker Alex McFarland is an advocate for Christian apologetics. Teaching in more than 2,200 churches around the world, schools, and college campuses, Alex is driven by a desire to help people grow in relationship with God. He arms his audiences with the tools they need to defend their faith, while also empowering the unchurched to find out the truth for themselves. In the midst of a culture obsessed with relativism, Alex is a sound voice who speaks timeless truths of Christianity in a timely way. With 18 published books to his name, it's no surprise that CNN, Fox, The Wall Street Journal, and other media outlets have described Alex as a religion and culture expert. To learn more about Alex and to book him as a speaker at your next event, visit alexmcfarland.com, or you can contact us directly by emailing booking@alexmcfarland.com.
He's been called trusted, truthful, and timely. Welcome back to the Alex McFarland Show.
Welcome back to the program. We're talking about the national and international crisis of truth as transgenderism is just being forced on people. I was speaking at a camp in South Georgia earlier this summer, and a middle school boy just very articulately said in public school that he felt like they were, quote, beaten over the head with this, end of quote. And he's right. That's why, before I share a few more scriptures, I want to say a couple of things. One, thank you so much, everybody who's been supporting our ministry. We're adding staff, and we are so excited about the movement that God is raising up, the Viral Truth Clubs, the campus clubs that we are chartering just every week, where kids, we provide, our ministry provides talking points. And the Viral Truth Campus Clubs are student-led gatherings, and questions and issues are discussed from a biblical perspective. And they can be middle schoolers, high schoolers, even some college clubs have been started. Now, one-third of the topics that we help these kids talk with their friends about, God and truth, then my personal journey, challenges that we all face, but also culture and society, politics, law. We're trying to teach kids, of course, to know Christ, but also to love the United States of America. We don't want to be egalitarian robots just being plugged with information that comes out of the left. We don't want to be Marxist programmed just to be compliant. We have got to do what Benjamin Franklin said to Thomas Jefferson. Benjamin Franklin said that rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God. And Benjamin Franklin wanted that to be the national motto, not e pluribus unum, out of the many one. But Jefferson took those words for his own personal motto and made a crest. If you go to Monticello or Poplar Forest, you'll see Jefferson's crest that he made with Benjamin Franklin's words, rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God. Well, in the Viral Truth Clubs, and you can go to viraltruth.com, viraltruth.com, you can learn about this. And all of the club meetings, the kids give what we call the biblical bottom line. Now, we want the friends that are very far from Christ, and maybe they don't know the Lord or love this country. That's exactly who we want to come to the Viral Truth Club meetings. And we tell young people, as I coach young people, how to do relational evangelism. Listen, we need to be somebody's friend, even if they don't come to Christ right away. Now, do we want people to come to Christ? Of course. Do we want people to love this country? Of course. But we've got to invest in people because they're made in God's image. And all people, I want to be clear, all people are to be loved and valued, but not all ideas are to be just passively accepted by us. In the market of ideas, of course, we speak, we influence, we engage in spirited conversation. We love people, but worldviews, philosophies, ideologies, they're absolutely up for critique. And we're helping young people with these Viral Truth Clubs to stand for truth and to know truth. So many things are going on. My calendar, my travel schedule is up on alexmcfarland.com. And of course, we're on all of the social media platforms. And I appreciate your prayers as together we stand strong for truth. Well, I gave a couple of news stories about how the world is just caving in to the transgender delusion. But Romans 1:28 warns us that the people, now listen to this, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God or truth, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Now, some translations say debased mind. And the word there really means inconvenient mind. Now, what does that mean? Well, an inconvenient mind is a mind that doesn't know truth. And it says in Romans 1 that God gave them up, let them go to do what? Dishonorable things, vile, wicked, dishonorable passions. Now, the Bible is very clear in Old and New Testaments that God's design for the human race is heterosexual monogamy. That's a man and a woman for a lifetime, marriage. And when we lose our morals, ultimately we lose our ability to discern truth, and we lose our ability to know God and even be saved. Now, are there people around us that have gone past the point of no return? Probably. You have probably met and interacted with people that have crossed the line. And when people are in a state of reprobation, they can no longer discern truth from error, right from wrong, darkness from light. Now, why is this a problem? It's so sad. People are lost. And it may be that there are people around us, and at one point in the recent past, they were savable. They could have turned to Christ, but they ignored their conscience one last time and now are just being beyond being reached. Two scriptures as we wrap up, and then a couple of thoughts. I want to encourage everybody to read 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. Very similar, at least somewhat similar, to 1 Timothy 1, 9 through 11. Here are your 9 through 11s, 1 Corinthians 6, 1 Timothy 1. And Paul says this, that the ungodly and sinners, unholy, profane, those are violent parents, murderers, immoral, and yes, 1 Timothy 1 warns against the ungodliness, the immorality of homosexuality and other deviant behaviors. And Paul says these things are, quote, not in accordance with the gospel of the glory of the blessed God. Okay, clearly God has made the human race male and female. That's undeniable. And still, when it comes down to procreation, behind all of the rhetoric, all of the posturing, only women can carry babies. A man can be a father, but he can't be a mother. A woman can carry a child, but a female can't impregnate another woman. A man does that, a woman carries the child. So clearly, human physiology and biology reaffirms what the Bible talks about, that in the beginning God made them male and female. Male and female created He, them. Now, why are we at this point? Satan, the deceiver, the Bible says he's a liar, a murderer, a deceiver, a destroyer. Satan couldn't kill off God. So he's tried to harm the ones made in the image of God. Let's love our neighbor and our Lord enough to know truth, to share truth, to stand for truth, to defend truth, to elect people who believe truth. Folks, I want to beg of you, pray for our nation. The only hope we have right now as a country is to see the Holy Spirit of God restrain evil and draw people to Christ. We're here to help you know truth, stand for truth, be emboldened, just like the viral truth movement among young people. We can do this. God can work through us. And for the future of our nation, and until we see Jesus, we must work, speak, influence, and stand strong. May God bless you as you do that.
Alex McFarland Ministries are made possible through the prayers and financial support of partners like you. For over 20 years, this ministry has been bringing individuals into a personal relationship with Christ and has been equipping people to stand strong for truth. Learn more and donate securely online at alexmcfarland.com. You may also reach us at Alex McFarland, P.O. Box 10231, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404, or by calling 1-877-YES-GOD-1. That's 1-877-YES-GOD-1. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again on the next edition of the Alex McFarland Show.